We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 10. What do you miss from your country? Do you miss something?
I miss my family, of course, and my friends from England. But I do not miss the English way of life.
Lynn?
Because I like the French way of life. I like the country. I like the way everything is less hectic, and it's a better life for me.
So you don't miss food or TV program or?
There are some things I miss, yeah, but there isn't anything I can live without. You just adapt to a new way of life, new cultures, new television, new friends, and a different way of life, a different way of living. It's not just TV programs or, you know, that sort of thing.
Salt and vinegar discos.
No, that's silly.
my children and my parents, but
Caroline and her husband.
To be fair, the internet means that you can speak face to face as often as you want to. We can be back there very, very quickly if we needed to. And out of season, the aeroplane is so cheap that I can nip over and see my daughter, and they can come over and see us. So I do miss my family. I feel it quite strongly most days, but that's about it, really. Nothing. I certainly don't miss the weather.
I don't miss anything. I mean, I do miss my parents, but it's they're happy with what I'm doing, you know, and that's what parents do. They're happy to see what the children are doing. Miss a good curry, you know.
Oh, yeah,
proper,
that's true.
Proper Indian curry,
yep.
You know, and having that, although we cook very well, it's having that good restaurant to go to.
Mm.
But that's it, because, you know, but when you see, it makes me laugh when you see English aisles in the supermarket and they're selling jam by brand name.
Yeah.
And just thinking, well, you're in a country of people that make their own jams, you know, and it's and the
variety. And there's fruits galore so everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, people are wanting a ginger nut biscuit or something that yeah. made by a certain brand. Yeah. And I understand tea.
Cheddar bags. Cheese.
I understand tea because you know, if you're a good strong tea drinker, it doesn't quite match here. But it's not...
But cheddar cheese, why would you import cheddar cheese to the country where it's the best cheeses? Is, like, there's so much choice of cheese. And everyone wants to eat Red Leicester cheddar. It's yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. No, we don't miss
very
much.
We don't miss the food. You know, it would be nice if you got the Indian spices coming into Limousin a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, and being able to be, have them in the shop. I mean, chilies weren't something that were available when we first started coming out on holiday. But now they come, but they're not hot chilies. Not,
no. You know, we grow our own.
We grow our own, you know.
Something about my country, my family,
Louisa,
the ease obviously of communicating. Here everything is always just that little bit harder to do, your paperwork or whatever. But the actual country, no, I mean, Scottish scenery is fabulous with the mountains and the lochs, but here, this particular area, again, very wooded, lots of beautiful lakes. It is quite similar, but with sunshine.
Shops. Around here, it's very...
Gemma.
There's very few places to go for a nice day out shopping. There's in the UK, you could go, if you was bored one evening and you had nothing to do... 9-10 o'clock at night, you could still go to Tesco's for 24 hours. So if you couldn't sleep, you could go to Tesco's and have a look at the clothes and the house, you know, stuff for the house, food shopping. You could do that all through the night. It's 24 hours, so I miss that. Here you have to make sure you've got your everything by 7 o'clock and by midday on a Sunday. So I miss that, and I miss the general opening times of the UK, where the shops, the supermarkets, the bars, the restaurants, there's always more life there than here. But then I suppose I know we were a rural area, so that's what you know, where that comes from. What else do I miss? Food. The variety of food we get in England is a lot more than we get here in France. There's massive ranges of gluten-free, weight control, vegan, vegetarian. There's if you can think of it, that you can find it in England, but it's very difficult in France if you have any dietary requirements, because it's very there is nothing. It's you've either got a choice of an omelette or an omelette if you're a vegetarian. So that's different, and actually the price. The food prices are extremely expensive in France compared to England. The cost of, say, some salmon is 7 or 8 euros here, where in England it's about £3, so €4. So it's half the price. Chicken, meat, the cost is much cheaper in England. Fuel is a lot cheaper. Yeah, France is an expensive place to live.
I miss my family and my friends, because not all my family are here, but they visit and I visit my friends, so it's a good balance. They visit me, I visit them. So
Amanda?
But other than that, there's not much I miss.
Nothing else?
No, it's family, it's friends. It's the people I have connections with.
Well, I miss just that sense of belonging, you know, being at home. And
John?
And that comes down to the little details of communication. And I go, you know, you walk out you're out, and you understand absolutely everything if you're at home in England. I said it at home. You're in England. I'm in England. I understand absolutely everything that's going on. The subtlest communications. I don't understand all the subtleties here. And whilst I might be speaking to a French person here, and I understand almost everything he or she says to me, as soon as they start talking to a French person, I am lost, because they're not entirely lost, but they will start using expressions that I don't understand. So I'm missing subtleties, and that doesn't happen in the UK, obviously. So that's a lovely feeling of ease and comfort of just knowing what's going on. Beyond that, other than my son, I wish that I lived near my son and certain members of my family, but my family are spread out all over the place anyway. We've never been terribly close geographically to each other. But really, that's it. I miss very little else, you know.